is your instant update on the coronavirus in New York City, March 21st, 2020. As always, we will keep your instant update under 7 minutes. Today, we will cover the latest count of confirmed cases, learn why New York has so many confirmed cases, hear from the governor on his directive for young people, and listen to Mayor de Blasio discuss tightening restrictions in the city. New York City now has 6,211 confirmed cases out of 10,356 in New York State. This represents an increase of 1,803 overnight. While New York continues to be the most impacted state in the nation, Mayor Cuomo points out that it's because we are doing more tests than any other state.
The more tests you take, the more positives you will find. We are taking more tests in New York than any place else. We're taking more tests per capita than China or South Korea. We're also taking more tests than any state in the United States of America. That is actually a great accomplishment.
In recent days, the mayor has highlighted that there is a challenge with young people adhering to the rules. Today he tweeted, "Younger people, listen up. 55% of New York State coronavirus cases are ages 18 to 49. Young people aren't invincible. You can get this and you can give it to someone older you love. You shouldn't endanger your own health and you certainly shouldn't endanger other people's health. Hashtag stay at home." In an effort to curb the spread of new cases, restrictions are tightening as of Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Governor Cuomo and Mayor de Blasio seem to be aligned on the benefits of this approach.
We had a very, very important announcement by Governor Cuomo to take full effect on Sunday night at 8. 100% of non-essential workers must stay home. But there are a number of industries and businesses that are essential, those that provide food, groceries, obviously, food delivery, pharmacies, mass transit, healthcare. We will be enforcing the governor's order. The governor's order is the right thing to do to protect us all, and particularly to protect those who are most vulnerable. A lot of the pieces are coming together to make sure that we do everything humanly possible to slow the spread of this disease.
The message of staying at home is being reinforced throughout the state and also in neighboring states. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy announced a stay-at-home order for the state's 9 million residents. As always, let's end on a lighter note and hear some of Sebastian Maniscalco's tips for social distancing prior to coronavirus.
So I'm like, you know what? Let me go relax at the pool. I go to the pool area. Now, I don't know how you people do the pool, but when I go to like a public pool, hotel pool, I go away from the people. I don't go near people. I don't chit-chat, all right? I know a lot of people like to go in the midst of people. Oh, hi. Oh, we love the weather. We come once a year. I don't do this shit, okay? I go away from it.
Thanks for listening, and remember that you can get COVID-19 updates sent to your phone by texting COVID to 692-692. If you or anyone you know believes they may have been exposed to coronavirus, please call the New York State Health Hotline at 1-888-364-3065. As always, we will be back tomorrow with another instant update on the coronavirus in New York City.